Over the past 10 years, three previous international fora on development assistance have been convened by the OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. The results of those meetings in Rome, Paris, and Accra have been a set of targets aimed at improving the results of aid. Progress in meeting those targets and whether to stick to commitments made in Paris and Accra will be at the forefront of the Busan meeting. Among the so-called Paris Declaration principles is a commitment by donors to harmonize their development plans in an effort to cut costs and avoid duplication. Studies show the number of aid projects have grown over the years. In 1960, there were usually only two countries giving aid, the U.S. and the Soviet Union. But one study today shows that finance ministers in some recipient countries spend up to a third of their time receiving over 250 donor missions in 1 year, rather than focusing on long-term development plans. With the joint management by donors of field missions, developing countries could deal with a small number of larger projects rather than several smaller ones. The Paris principles also include a commitment to encourage and support development plans drawn up by developing countries. That includes aligning aid with national priorities and including aid flows in national budgets. Recipient nations agree to improve their financial management and procurement systems. Both donors and their national partners also agree to adopt a system to measure results and to hold each other accountable. Lawrence McDonald, the Vice President for Communications and Policy Outreach at the Center for Global Development in Washington, explains the importance of host country ownership of projects. He says in emergency situations, it's normal for donor countries to depend on international NGOs to deliver assistance, but in the long run, it harms efforts to create self-sustaining projects.
Over time, though, that kind of reliance on outsiders can draw talent out of the government. People will rather work for the Red Cross or Oxfam or the United Nations, where they can earn a higher salary than for their own government. And so you get on a kind of a vicious cycle where the government lacks capacity, so the NGOs and international organizations are doing the development process, and because they're doing it, the government never builds up capacity. And so the notion that the country should develop its own program, should identify its own priorities, and then the donors should support those priorities is designed to counteract that situation of donor dependence.
Supporters of the Paris Declaration also support the concept of removing country conditionalities from aid. Of the approximately $129 billion of aid given yearly to the developing world, about a third is estimated to be tied to the purchase of goods and services in donor countries.
The United States gives a certain amount of money. It has to be used to purchase U.S. products or to pay U.S. consultants. That tied aid is seen as being ineffective. It raises the cost. If I could get my bulldozers on the international market, I might be able to get them cheaper than if I buy them from Caterpillar. But it also has the effect of reducing the ability of the recipient country to use aid to develop its own capacity to solve problems. So that was another thing they agreed it would be a good thing to untie aid.
McDonald says another topic that's likely to come up at the meeting is the principle of transparency. He says some donors and international agencies are still slow to publish figures on how their aid is spent. He says Nancy Birdsall, the head of his own group, the Center for Global Development, favors the release of donor aid disbursements on a quarterly basis.
The donors are publishing this data in a consistent manner, in an electronic format that is easily mashed up with other disclosure. Relatively small civil society groups can grab all that data, put it together in a form that can be easily accessed and read, and then the recipient government will be able to know how much money is going where and for what. And of course, civil society groups themselves, NGOs, can monitor that. Contractors, groups that provide development services can track it and know what's going on. Citizens themselves, both taxpayers in the rich world and the beneficiaries of the aid in the developing world, can look at these numbers. you get a many eyes kind of phenomena. There's the saying in the software industry, you know, with enough eyes, all bugs are shallow. And the idea with the transparency in foreign assistance is with enough eyes looking at this, it'll be possible to identify inefficiencies, to identify corruption if it should be happening, and to improve the effectiveness of the assistance.
Participants at the Busan Talks will consider how far donors and recipients have come in adopting the Paris principles for improving aid flows. Recent studies show donors have more work to do. Gregory Adams, the head of the Oxfam delegation to the talks, says donors have failed to meet the commitments they made at previous global aid forums on improving the quality of their aid. Research by the OECD and by the Center for Global Development show industrialized countries have succeeded in meeting only one of several criteria used to measure their performance.
On the 13 indicators that they were measured against, they've made progress on one, and that one indicator is talking to each other better, harmonization. So in contrast, partner countries have actually done what they said they were going to do. So there's a very real disconnect on the agreement that was made at Paris 6 years ago. The nature of that deal, of course, was the idea that we know aid works better when donors trust poor countries to manage it themselves, but donors find it really hard to do that. So there was a set of commitments that were made. Partner countries agreed that they were going to tackle corruption, try to manage their finances better, and donor countries agreed that they were going to actually trust recipient countries more, that they were going to provide aid more predictably, make sure that more money flowed through a partner country's own institutions. The results are in, and the partner countries did what they said they were going to do, and the donors have not.
Adams says donor countries are now pushing to scrap the system that keeps track of their progress on aid effectiveness.
The big debate right now is, should there even be an overall global monitoring scheme? Should there be a set of indicators that track how well donor countries are doing? That decision will not actually be made about what the indicators are this week at Busan. We think at this point that we've managed to push back a little bit on the effort to abolish the indicators or cut them down to meaninglessness. But we're still concerned that we get the right set of indicators that measures what's actually meaningful in terms of donor commitment, specifically on the five key principles of the Paris Declaration.
Adams hopes that delegates to the Busan Forum, including China and other members of the Global South, as well as philanthropic organizations, will join OECD members in committing themselves to the Paris Declaration's principles of effective aid. Support for shared principles on aid and for more effective partnerships could appear in the outcome document expected at the end of the meetings. I'm William Eagle in Washington.